Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 8, Episode 36. And I have to say good job to Jeff and Dustin for filling in last week. You had an interesting guest, and you got a thumbs up from the person I was staying with. When I woke up Saturday morning, I was in a town called Mount Morris, New York, and my friend Mark had to walk someplace to get his car, and he said he listened to the podcast, and he thought you guys did a great job.
Cool.
So thumbs up. And I was like,
very nice.
And then I remembered to post it. No, I'm kidding. I had already posted it. But yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. And if you'd like to hear, and also the five cats were awesome because I like cats and it was nice to have five of them. I think two or three of them slept on the couch with me. And it was nice. It was very nice.
Aww.
But Steph and I talked about our trips to our respective northern states, she to Michigan, me to New York, although I did go to Pennsylvania as well. And you can hear all about that on our Patreon only show. And how do you become a Patreon? Well, you go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and you sign up at any level and you can have access to our video that we put up there. And then, of course, later on, we do post it on our YouTube page. Dustin does a good job putting that all together. But it was a great time up north. And I'm glad to be back, though, because that's a long ass drive. Very long ass drive. But I did have fun and got drunk and played a lot of music that annoyed people. And we made some friends like the bartender and some lady that was hitting on somebody with her husband there. And that was interesting to watch. But anyway, enough about that. If you want to hear about our trips, just check out the Patreon show. And if you would like, you could be a Radio Labyrinth Patreon producer. And the Patreon producer level is $25, and that gets you a shirt, a drawing, and a thanks each and every week. Right now, I'd like to thank Tim Slayton, Brian N., Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D., and Matt Carter. Thank you guys very, very much. And also thanks to Tim for bumping it up, Tim Allen, who bumped up. Hey, coming up, guys, we are going to have a radio Halloween get-together. No, radios, that's you. We're going to be at Atlanta Pizza and Euro on October 22nd, which is a Sunday, and we'll be there from 1 to whenever, right? We haven't really decided yet, but we're going to have a raffle, we're going to have prizes, maybe a guest who has yet to confirm, but it's penciled in, and I think you'll like this guest. As usual, we'll have a good time. Come in costume, bring desserts, we'll have a great time hanging out. And watching maybe some scary TV shows or something like that. We'll get it all set up for you before then. Coming up on Radio Labyrinth Presents, we're going to have Henry Zabrowski from Last Podcast on the Left. And also Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, along with Chef Mike Lesage. They're doing a party or something, right, Jeff? What is it?
Yeah, that's called the Donner Party. It's going to be like this crazy 4-course dinner put together by the chef, doing it to do stuff that's allowed to be done during the strike.
Oh yeah, don't come up to him and ask him about any of his TV shows.
Yeah,
he's or anything like that.
When's that? So can we talk to him about food though, and
yeah,
restaurant business? Because this is basically a pop up restaurant, right? Basically,
yeah, it's
for the night.
Going on inside the Amaza. I guess
I asked the owner of Amaza if I could get in. He didn't write back. So I guess
it's expensive. The tickets are like $355.
Yes. My
long now tickets aren't that expensive.
Yeah, long pork is not cheap.
It was pretty expensive. Looked like it was for like two tickets or something.
Yeah, for two tickets it would be that much, but I think it's like $150 per person.
Well, it's all too expensive for me. I can't afford that food. But anyway, so that's what's coming up. And remember, if you're listening to this on iTunes or Spotify, leave a review, tell everybody you like it, subscribe and all that crap. And if you're watching it on YouTube, which is what I recommend because Dustin does such a good job of making the video, subscribe, like, and share with your friends. Turn on the bell or whatever. I don't care if you turn on the bell. I don't like notifications about things unless...
I'm going to go through the Spotify reviews and we'll rate some of them. I got to figure out how to find them all.
Oh, do we have? Were people written them out on Spotify?
Yeah. I'm on Spotify.
We have a couple,
Oh, shit. Cool.
I hate these sons of bitches.
Anyway, so that's that. We have stuff to talk about tonight, but before we start talking about that stuff, we need to do a Dragon Con recap, a short Dragon Con recap, and we have a guest who's going to come on and talk about that. In fact, he used to be on the show all the time. So whenever he is ready, bring him on in.
You know, you treat me like a second-class citizen. You don't allow me to start when you guys start. You got to bring me on.
You're a special guest.
Special. Yeah, you make me feel special, all right. What's up, you guys?
I got mail.
Never mind.
I'm going to Hawaii.
We're going to Hawaii.
Boom, boom, boom. Speaking of special. Anyway, so how you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing? I didn't see you at the cons.
Nah, I didn't go to the con this year. I instead had to put my money toward travel. And also, it's difficult to go someplace with a two-year-old like that.
You think? Yeah. To that place? Hey, I was concerned about bringing a 13-year-old out there. But that was the reason I went. She wanted to go.
Well, at least a 13-year-old is going to appreciate it. Like, hey, George Takei, this is my two-year-old son. Ooh,
oh, my.
Beam him up.
Yeah. Cars?
Don't ask me anything about Star Trek. What are we going to talk about? Well, I don't like Donald Trump. Okay.
Steph, Jeff, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thanks. So happy birthday to you.
I know you and I are celebrating a big one, huh? I thought we're the same age.
September 17th.
Yes. We are the same age, Ira. I just choose to pretend that it didn't happen.
Come on, don't be like that.
Oh, I'm absolutely that person. I'm so really? That person. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I woke up that morning. Actually, I was a complete see you next Tuesday, the day before it, just all day. And then the morning of, my mom was trying to talk to me and I just started sobbing. And she was like, why are you crying? And I said, because I don't want to be this old. I hate it. There's nothing left.
See, I feel like I've been an old man most of my life, and now I'm starting to actually feel comfortable in my own skin. Does that make sense?
Gil keeps me young, but I'm still 52.
So. Yeah. Oh, I gotta lift him up.
It's just, and when you hear it out loud, and then I think I was watching an episode of Dawson's Creek, and he said, oh, she's not old. It's not like she's 50. But I was like, I'll kill you, Pacey.
I would stop watching that show.
50's the new 49.
Oh, great. That makes us feel wonderful.
I did notice in Michigan, though, I could have had my fair pick of UAW retirees at a bar, though, nice. For sure, just because the women there who were probably my age, too, I guess, they were real rough looking. And I think it is the winters. I think it probably is better for me that I left there during the winters.
Winters?
Yeah. I think the winters, they really
grind you down.
They ruddy. They give you that Dolores Claiborne ruddy. Mm.
Old.
They get pasty.
Yeah, there's that. And then your hair, because my mom's right by the nuclear power plant, so my hair was like fried within days. I don't know you're putting in the water, but it's not good.
So Ira, we're talking Dragon Con. You took your 13-year-old. Was it her first time ever at Dragon Con?
Yeah, yes. And I haven't been there since I went with you guys a while back. It's not like I haven't wanted to go. We had other plans and I just never got around to it or whatever. But she just wanted to go shopping, you know, which a lot of people do.
So did you get a membership for both of you for one day and go?
Yeah, just on Monday.
Okay. Oh, that's a good day to go. It's probably less crowded.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, it's a lot cheaper. And it was. But, you know, there were still good people watching. We just kind of sat at the bar at the Hyatt and had some chicken fingers and, you know, watched everybody walk around. And then, look, you could shop for a full day if you want to, you know, in that vendor area.
Have trouble getting in?
No.
On Monday?
No.
No line on Monday?
No, it was mellow. Yeah, we got right. Well, we went down there pretty early, too. Parked in front of the Tabernacle for $12, no problem. Walked over there.
Man, $12, that's a deal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She's really into Welcome to Night Vale. You guys know that podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she got heavily into that, and so she dressed up, I guess. It's a podcast, so you dress up as a character from an audio podcast, and I guess you just dress up as the audio explanation of what that character looks like. But surprisingly enough, there was a few other Night Vale people out there that she ran into, so that's what she was hoping for.
Damn.
There's some artwork, though, that represents the show.
There is, and we didn't see much out there, but I did, for her birthday, I ordered her a bunch of stuff from there from their website. So yeah, she was all dressed up and there's this character and has like a third eye. So she's walking around like that. And I'm like, all right, do your nerdy stuff, you know, go for it.
In this house, we believe there's a spider on your shirt. No,
yes.
Birds are fine, I guess. Science, a dance similar to a tango. The moon is a crime. Plants are sentient and they hate us.
Isn't that awesome?
It's been going on forever too.
2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like going through, I think she's like 100 in, you know, and she goes, well, are you going to listen to all of them? I'm like, no, I don't have time for that. I mean, I think I did listen to a bunch, you know, years ago, and I thought it was kind of cool, but, you know, yeah, it's right up her alley. It's weird and freaking.
So what else did you do? Did you go see any of the stars?
I didn't, but on Monday, everybody's gone anyway, you know?
There was only a few people hanging around. Right. Ming Chen was there on Monday.
And they were saying that Adam Savage was still there, too.
Yeah.
Who did you see, Jeff?
I tried to see Marty Krofft, but he canceled the
that's right.
autograph session. I was waiting to get him to sign my Land of the Lost lunchbox.
Show up or did he get sick or something?
No, it was on Sunday, and he had already been doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So he, for a 92-year-old man, I guess he didn't feel like doing it again on Sunday.
Who else did you see? Anybody else?
No, I walked around the Walk of Fame. I got a picture with Ming, saw Adam Savage. Looked for Billy West, but he wasn't there when I was there.
Did Ming charge you?
No.
Oh, wow.
And he posted the pic on Facebook and said nice stuff about Radio Labyrinth.
Oh, nice.
How come I didn't see that?
I think I saw that.
Yeah, I did see that.
I shared it.
The first time I went down into the artist gallery.
Yeah, the artist alley is really cool.
Man, I didn't do that last time, but wow, there was some really cool stuff out there. But I had to embarrass my daughter so that like every table, every artist down there had like these mats, like almost look like floor mats or something.
Right.
Like a desktop mat, you know? And of course, you know, here we go. Like, you know, lame dad. I'm like, so what are these mats for? Is this like is this for your computer, for your laptop or something? And this girl's like, no, they're for gaming. And it's like for Magic the Gathering, and it makes it really easy to pick up your cards off of these mats. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I look over, my daughter's like.
I just figure you always, whenever she does you like that, you just pull your harmonica out of your pocket and you're just like.
Don't make me pull the harp out.
Speaking of the harp, you got any gigs coming up?
Not really.
No?
I'm pulling back on gigging a bit. I almost retired. I almost just said, you know what? Or like extended hiatus. It's just, the gigging is kind of cool, but I mean, you know, Dustin, you'd probably know this. I'm working so much and the family stuff. And it's like, sometimes these gigs, even though when I get there and I got a few drinks in me, I'm totally fine. It's the whole anticipation of it. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a gig coming up this week. Yeah. How am I going to feel? All right. If I sleep this much on Tuesday and this much on Wednesday, I might be okay for the cake on Friday. You know, it's that whole thing.
I mean, it's good to do one time or, you know, like maybe once every 6 months. But if you try to do that every week, yeah, it'll wear you out to the point you don't do it at all.
Nah. And I used to do it, you know, Wednesday night at Blind Willie's, staying out till 2:30 a.m. and then, you know, waking up at 6 for work. It's like, oh, man.
But what are you watching?
Watching here.
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
What are you watching?
What are you guys watching?
I'm not watching anything.
Come on. You're not watching anything?
Really?
I'm watching everything now because there's going to be no content soon.
I like One Piece on Netflix. You and the family would be into that.
Yeah, we looked at that. You know, the trailer looked really cheesy. Is it good?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, trailer makes it look a little more for kids than it really is. It's more adventuresome than anything else, and the special effects are just astounding.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching, we did look at that. Maybe we'll get into that. I'm trying to watch Ahsoka. I'm stalling a bit. I'm just kind of getting through it. I don't know how you guys are feeling about it.
I wouldn't need.
No, I'm watching Res Dogs, but that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I don't, this season's,
I know. It's like, it's almost like they peaked last season. They're great.
It had the new Rolling Stones song in it.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Oh, this past week?
Yeah. Well, it might be this week's. So I don't know.
Maybe it's this week's coming up.
I didn't know season. It was season 3, right? There's only going to be 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about Only Murders this season. Yeah. It's like me.
Yeah, I did not care for it. I started it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is. Those guys are great, but I don't need to waste time.
And then my daughter is getting into Seinfeld. So we're just like,
nice.
I can't play all of it, you know, like we can't watch the contest, you know, but yeah. I'm picking and choosing which ones, and it's great because she gets it and she's texting me Seinfeld lines, you know, now. So I'm like, yes, this is what it's all about.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah. The Jerky Boys.
No, it's Jerry.
Yeah. Who died?
Right. I'll show her you eat.
Yeah.
We've been catching up on old 80s movies and, you know, we watched Aliens the other day.
Yeah.
She goes, don't I need to watch Alien? I said, no, you don't.
That's basically an art house flick compared to this movie.
I know.
You going to come out to the Atlanta Pizzaniero gig in October?
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Sweet. And to
do a game or something.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You do a scary game. Do like a horror movie, a horror-themed something scary game.
All right, I'd like that.
I'll get some prizes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yes, I would like to do that. I'd like to go see Mike. He's a great guy. Atlanta Pizza and Gyro.
Yeah, bring the girls. Have the girls dress up.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. It is on my calendar.
So somebody, and Jeff, you've been on top of this, so do you know enough to just take it from here? Because Martin Short, somebody wrote something about Martin Short.
Yeah, this douchebag named Dan Cloyce.
I haven't seen you this angry about an article since in the creative loafing in the 90s, somebody said they didn't like Bare Naked Ladies, and then you tore ass.
I fucking called that dude at this house.
He was a reporter?
Yeah.
Creative loafing. Before, I mean, it was dial-up. And he was.
This was before I moved to Atlanta.
Oh, I sent it to you, and I didn't know you.
Yeah.
It. But anyway, so Martin Short, talk about what happened.
Yeah, this guy just says, "Why are we still putting up with the unfunny Martin Short?" And he like rattles off all the shit about how Martin Short's not funny at all. And right. He's mean. He doesn't understand that Martin Short's humor is like roast type humor.
Right.
Oh my God, he is no
so quick.
Everybody on social media is defending Martin Short, but nobody's going after this guy, which is crazy because Martin Short has no social media.
Yeah.
I doubt he's ever seen a tweet in his life, but this guy needs to have a new asshole torn.
But nobody would have, right?
Yeah, some people are, but everybody's supporting Martin Short, and Martin Short is not seeing any of it. It's just funny, the 70-year-old guy is getting torn down and blown up and not seeing any of it or caring.
Well, it's ridiculous. It's to say that this guy goes all the way back to SCTV and pretty much lambasts his characters on there, saying that he's not original. And like Jeff said, mean. His comedy is unpalatable. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Yeah.
Well, how old is this guy that's criticizing him?
Looking at him, he looks like a millennial.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue there.
Like an older age millennial. I don't know. Ben Stiller, a lot of actors and other performers came out. Ben Stiller said, Martin Short is a comedic genius, end of story. John Cusack waded in, said he hates the basketball movie. No, I don't know what people regarding Martin Short, but his Mr. Rogers boxing match is my favorite. That's from SCTV.
Oh, well, that's old school.
Has anybody ever seen Clifford? Oh, my God.
No.
I love him in Clifford. It kills. He's so funny in that movie.
Isn't what's in that movie?
Yeah, Grodin's in it. Yeah. Grodin. And the way him and Grodin play off each other is so good.
There's nothing like Martin Short on late night talk shows, though. You know, whenever he's been on Conan or...
Yeah, there's a mashup of all the...
Oh, really?
Shit that he said to Conan over the years.
Oh, my God.
It's like 11 minutes of just fucking roasting
Conan. Yeah, he just breaks everybody's balls, and it's the funniest thing ever.
This is the one somebody posted, I think, Jeff, probably. Eugene Levy, of course, is the best. Just got wind of a ridiculously laughable op-ed about Marty Short. After 50 years in the world of comedy, there's one thing I know for certain. No one is faster, smarter, or funnier than Marty Short. He is the definition of funny.
And then Merriam-Webster agreed. Yeah. The dictionary people.
Whatever.
Agree. That's funny.
All right. So everybody agrees Martin Short is great. That author from The Slate is a dumbass. That 70s rapist. Well, everybody knows Danny Masterson is going to spend the rest of his life in jail, or at least most of it. He may get out on good behavior or parole or whatever. But what did he get? Did he get 60 years?
Or 30 to life.
30 years, yeah.
Yeah. So he'll be in his 70s.
He'll be watching his hide in the prison showers.
Yeah.
This I don't really, because I was traveling, so I didn't have a lot of time to pay attention. But Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis had written something on Instagram a while ago supporting him.
Now, the family asked them for, like, character references for the trial so that maybe they would go easy on him or, yeah. I don't know. What do they use those for in court? To get the sentence reduced?
Character, yeah.
Yeah. So they did it?
So they did it. But then they walked it back.
Oh, yeah?
After the trial, of course.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, after he got the 30 years. They
were, right. Well, maybe not. You know all those nice things we said about that scumbag?
Yeah, we did.
Fina Ricci, how do you say her name? She came out and basically told them off, right? And then one of the women that was with Masterson now, she says, I know about you, Ashton Kutcher. So
those stories came out about them on the set of The 70s Show and kissing. Masterson bet Kutcher $20 that he would slip her the tongue in a kissing scene, and she was 15 at the time.
Oh, yeah.
He did, yeah.
Umila?
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the first kiss she ever had was a forcible kiss by Ashton Kutcher.
I guess it didn't bother her all that much.
Well, she married him.
How old was he at the time?
He was 18 or 19.
Yeah.
They're all teenagers, being dumbasses.
But isn't that why, didn't Topher Grace, isn't that why he left the show?
Oh, yeah.
He was sick of Danny Masterson's bullshit. He
knew nobody was. Yeah, nobody calling him on it because of the Scientology shit. He was being protected. So
it's kind of, no, you have to think it took a long time for that to get out and a long time for him to be prosecuted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
Xenu was involved. That's why.
One of his punishments is he has to watch that 80s show. Or no, it was that
90s show.
Yeah, the newest one.
Yeah, it was okay.
It had its moments. But
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they look exactly the same, but the other cats, not so much.
Yeah, Mom looks a little bit older, but you're right. They look pretty much the same. Of course, this previous weekend was the NFL kickoff. Jeff and I our team.
3-1-3. Do you see me? 3-1-3.
I see your Lions beat the
Chiefs. I think I'll be a Lions fan this season, I guess.
Yeah. Come on over.
I was going to jump on the Bills bandwagon, but that crapped out.
Yeah.
Well, the Bills are good, just Josh Allen's not so good. Or maybe the play calling's not so good. Doesn't really, really matter, but
least you're not a Jets fan.
Yeah, that's true. Aaron Rodgers, probably done forever because you don't tear he's gonna come back, do you?
Not at that age, no.
Achilles, no.
I mean, he got $75 million guaranteed, so what the fuck does he care?
Griff, did you guys see that tweet that somebody put out 2.5 hours before the game saying that in the first few minutes of the game, in 2.5 hours, Aaron Rodgers is going to tear his Achilles heel?
No.
Yes, this is a real thing.
And then the dude got banned on Twitter.
He got banned because he was fighting with people.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Been saying horrible things, but it was a burner account for somebody, and the rumor is that it was an NFL scriptwriter and that the NFL is all fake.
Oh, yeah, I'll go along with that.
But yeah, I mean, why would they do that though? It was 9/11, I don't know.
Yeah, but the writers were on strike. They couldn't do that anyway.
That's why it was an anonymous account.
Yeah, I see.
Right. No one ever talks about the people who aren't getting paid while the writers and the actors aren't working.
Well,
if you host a talk show like Drew Barrymore that no one really likes or cares about, why not do it and write your own? I would love to see her write her own material. I can't believe it. Be good.
She's going to have to ad-lib that whole show, and she can't even read a cue card, much less ad-lib anything.
Well, and then she does that sideways talk with a little bit of a lift on the side.
That's Drew Barrymore.
Hey, be careful, Steph. She was a fire starter. She's going to light you up.
But the reason I brought up the NFL is because when the Falcons take on the Jaguars in London or England or wherever the hell they're playing, there's going to be a simulcast on Disney and ESPN where the Toy Story, it's Pixar, and there'll be little Pixar players playing on a gridiron while all the Toy Story people, the toys and shit from Toy Story movies are going to be in the audience watching. And it's going to be real time.
Yeah, it's going to be like the actual game, but with Pixar animation.
Well, it seems necessary.
The NFL need millennials because Gen Xers are all turning 50 and whatnot.
Yeah, we've heard.
So would you guys watch that? I don't know that I'd watch. I'm going to watch it, I think, just to check it out. I don't have cable, but if it's on Disney Plus, well, then I'll watch it.
Sure.
Well, we got NFL Sunday tickets, so I assume we'll get the game.
Ooh, fancy.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Well, we had to get it so we could actually watch a team that might win this year. No. No, God damn it. No.
How you going, Ira? Can you see me, Ira?
I can see you. I don't think we've ever met.
Yeah, well, you know who Red Box is? You remember?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm alive now.
Oh. Wait, you weren't alive before? You were just a voice?
Tim had to wish real hard and he became a real troll.
He'll crawl someday.
Do you know Geppetto?
Yeah, Steph went to Michigan. Peninsula.
Do they have red boxes up there in Michigan?
No.
No. Do they have red boxes anymore?
Did you eat gummies? I wasn't listening earlier. I was, tossed in a heap on the floor.
Oh. I refuse to speak to you. I'm not talking to you.
Why would you not talk to him?
Because I fucking hate that voice.
Why?
I hate that lisp. I hate it. And he's doing it on purpose because he loves to torment.
Well, that's a trigger for her.
It is.
No, Kim has nothing to do with it. So, Saved by the Bell actor regrets controversial kissing without consent. What's all this kissing without consent? Is that right?
What was it?
Consent. I don't know his name. What was his name? Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Mark Paul Gosling.
Who did he kiss?
No, he was talking about there was an episode where he basically pimped out Lisa Turtle. And he just, like, she was trying to raise money, so he told people that if they paid money, they could just kiss her. So they were just kissing her. She would just be standing there, and guys would just come up and kiss her and stuff like that.
I hope he's canceled.
But he said he regretted that, and he also regretted wearing a full Indian headdress and being Native American.
So, the honor that lawyer show we did a couple years ago on USA, too. Apologize. Or no, it was on TNT.
I mean, I guess there's no statute for cancellations, is there?
But wasn't it the writers that wrote that episode, as opposed to Mark Paul Gosselaar, who's like, my character once did something evil, and I feel sorry for that. It's kind of
He wasn't in trouble. He was just on a podcast, and they were talking about Saved by the Bell. And
that episode.
There was some. He was talking about how there were scenes that they shot back then that would not be shot now.
Yeah,
they did not age well.
Right. Yeah, they were like the Blazing Saddles of the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And poor Lisa Turtle, that girl.
Whoa, hey. RBT.
Right. Is she doing your job?
Let's pipe down.
I have spasm.
Yeah, you might be spasming all over the place over there.
No, I don't have any orifices.
Oh, I see. That's good.
Here's a story that Steph's going to love. Amy Schumer is accused of cyberbullying Nicole Kidman with now deleted U.S. Open post. I don't know what the big deal is. All she said was a joke about this how humans sit. Nicole Kidman has a plastic face. I can't believe I'm...
Wait, what was the joke?
I can't believe...
She said something about this is how hot humans sit, and they posted a picture of her at the U.S. Open.
Oh, I see.
Where she was just like sitting weird with her, like, her finger on her chin.
Yeah.
She looked like a mannequin.
Yeah.
Like an android.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'd go with that.
Yeah. She looked like her character from the Stepford Wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
F, do you know what movie Anakin Skywalker's from?
Fuck you. Is that the one it's from? No,
there's no movie called Fuck You.
I mean, I'm sure there is. I'm just in the it's in the back room of the Blockbuster.
I believe that would be Star Wars, right?
Star Wars. Amy Schumer's one of my favorite actresses, and she's funny. And I don't care if Kim doesn't like her. Right now, he's the one with his hand up my ass. So take that.
Wasn't Amy Schumer also accused of stealing jokes from other female comedians?
Yeah, okay. I think that blew over pretty fast.
Did it? But
they, I think they determined that it was like parallel thinking or something.
I know. Yeah, similar, you know, similar joke.
I remember hearing some female comedian on a podcast, and she seemed pretty normal and down to earth. And she was like, "Listen, I opened for her. It happened. You know, the next couple of months, and my jokes were coming out of her mouth. That's all I can say."
She's like, "I know what's like coming out of her mouth right now."
Oh.
Me. So anyhow, cyber kidding.
That's what give him a voice to do. George W.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, do George W.
But he knows who George W. Bush is.
Of course they do.
People our age do. Steph.
We remember the time when
that's good.
Standing outside of a Walgreens and a Muslim guy threw a paper airplane at him and they collapsed. Never forget. Never forget. So there's a guy who's been living for a couple years with a 200-year-old mummy. I love my mummy. I called her mommy. And I thought she looked like my dad's mommy, too. Right now I'm channeling, but this guy... living with a mummy, and I think he's been having sex with it. So I wrote a couple of stupid jokes. King Slut Never Forget.
I think the guy tried to fly with that mummy in a suitcase.
That's his emotional support.
And they found the mummy, and he told them that the mummy was his girlfriend.
Was she a carry-on?
She was.
She was carry-on, yes.
If I had a mummy, a 200-year-old mummy, I think I would probably not travel with it. Maybe if I was in an HOV lane or something like that. I mean, that's what you get a real doll for, right? And then,
right.
And then you marry it, and then it's real, and they can't do anything about it.
Well, I don't think you can get any realer than this one. It looks like they tied it up about 800 years ago.
It's really creepy looking.
And it's a guy. That's the funny part. When they opened it up and looked at it, it was a dude.
We had a penis wrapped in a
Were they able to determine whether they left them uncut back then?
What, penises?
Yeah.
Yeah, back then, well.
When they unwrapped things.
Not everybody had them uncut.
I said.
Your people cut them.
Yeah.
They've been cutting them for years.
Yeah. How long ago?
I told Netanyahu, I said, well, I didn't. The troll didn't, but George, I told Netanyahu, I said, we'll never stop cutting dicks here in this country, because it's
Never forget.
I told him, I said, I would love to move your capital to Tel Aviv, but it would upset the Muslims, and we're not in any kind of holy war with them. But I knew one day a guy from New York City who was on a reality show would be president, and he'd do it. And he also promised to keep cutting dicks. So don't worry about it.
Okay. No, he's got my vote.
I didn't know you were anti-Semitic. I'm not.
Oh, no. Could be a whole new thing. I can't do this anymore. I'm walking off.
Don't leave. I love you, Ira, and your people.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Jews, they've got the cutting the weens. They've cornered the market. I mean, like, they have somebody, like, they have a moil. Like, somebody just does that.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. They got Tim Tebow, too.
I did my own.
You did your own?
You did your own?
Yeah. Remember how beer cans used to have pop tops on them and you could rip them off? I did my own. All right, get out of here.
Yeah, that's what killed Jimmy Buffett.
What? He was 72 years old. How old was he? 77 or something? He circumcised himself.
What?
Cut in my foreskin off in Margaritaville.
Trimming my latitudes.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know how I'm going to blow when my foreskin is gone.
All right. Well, that's the latest in stories and things like that. Drew Barrymore, though, has been dropped from an award ceremony. She was going to host the National Book Foundation's award. So she kind of, they did her a favor.
Oh, yeah.
She dodged the bullet. I don't think she can read in the first place.
Hi, it's Tim here from Radio Labyrinth. I'm going to read an ad, and I hope you enjoy it. I'd like to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Euro, our longtime sponsor, and thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Summer is in full swing, and we have some local craft beers for you to enjoy. Terrapin Brewing's Watermelon Gosa is a tasty, refreshing sour ale that's a thirst-quenching delight served ice-cold on draft. Sounds good, doesn't it? They've also added another tasty local brew, Creature Comfort's Classic City Lager. Sounds tasty. That is also now available on draft. They also have Landshark Lager to round out their updated summer beer selection, and I expect we'll be getting a new slew of beers just in time for fall.
Pumpkin Spice City one.
Atlanta Pizza in Euro serves up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come-as-you-are, family-friendly atmosphere. Now, come-as-you-are and family-friendly are the key things to figure out here, because come-as-you-are means one thing, family-friendly means another, but you put them together, they work perfectly. Dine-in and takeout available, limited delivery also available through Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. If you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro by calling 770-483-6228. Okay, I don't even know where I'm looking here. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturdays, 12 to 9, and closed on Sunday. Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Views.
Or.
Snooze.
News.
Yeah, last week was Daryl Dixon. Did anybody watch this? The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon show?
I did. I liked it. I'm into it.
It was fucking ridiculous.
I liked it, though. It was stupid, but I liked it. I liked it better than the Maggie and Negan shit, which I gave up on.
And when that kid whipped out the guitar, I fucking laughed out loud.
What are you talking about, a guitar?
Is this the second episode?
No, in the first episode, towards the end, the kid whips out a fucking guitar.
Oh, God bless it. I missed the last 3 minutes. Anyway, well, shit.
Are they saying Dead Men North of Richmond? Is that what this is?
Yeah. No, it was crazy. I don't know if I'm going to keep watching it. I probably have to, though, because I...
Give it up.
I'm all in on this Walking Dead thing. I'm going to see it through to the end. Welcome to Wrexham started back this week. Hour-long episode.
Yeah. So you got about half of it. I still got to watch the other half, but yeah. It's just as good as the first.
Yeah.
Now that they got promoted, I'm sure it's like really false.
The king comes to visit them.
No shit.
The king of what?
England. King
Charles. King of soccer.
King Charles.
Oh. The king of soccer.
Yes. Oh, welcome to Wrexham. Yeah, that's the non-woke soccer show.
And the morning show came back this week, which I haven't watched yet.
All right. Thanks for reminding me, Jeff.
That was last week. This week, The Gold on Paramount Plus. This looks like a pretty cool show. It's about a true life British crime that was like the biggest crime of all time for several years.
Huh.
But it's got the dude from Preacher in it. A few other people.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Dude, that looks good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna view that.
It's a views for me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Ivor, you gonna watch it?
Yeah, I got Paramount Plus now.
Yeah, cool.
Isn't it? Paramount Plus. I think that and are my favorite apps.
Yeah.
And also the Pornhub app.
Oh. So
I can watch women who are running for Virginia State Senate get their fingers, get their husband's fingers jabbed in their ass for half an hour. Chatterbait. Complain about when it's found. They're violating our privacy. Bitch, you got finger banged. Chatterbait, which is a free site. And then it ended up on a on an archive site. And now she's all mad. Have you heard this story?
No.
I think so.
No.
Yeah, the husband's just like, they're looking at the camera. I mean, it's creepy. She's saying that it was a violation of her privacy to for it to leak. Honey, you did it live.
Yeah.
So
you said finger bang, but it was in the butt?
Yeah, her husband's, he looks bored. He's just going,
I didn't know that that would still be considered a finger bang.
It's in the ball. So,
it seems like that should have its own name. It shouldn't be the same.
Butter bang.
Yeah, please. Butter.
Okay, butter bang.
ass knuckling.
Okay, yeah, but just something that's specific to the butthole.
Speaking of shit, American Horror Story comes back this week.
No, thank you.
Not watching it?
Done.
No.
I'm done.
No, this one is already not finished and not going to air the rest of it until 2024.
Yeah, good luck.
It's not a views for me.
No.
To snooze.
You can keep the Kardashian American Horror Story.
Yeah. No, thank you.
And then this wrestler's on Netflix. Looks pretty cool. Have you watched the trailer?
What is this?
This is like about it's in Kentucky, this wrestling school that used to be like pretty big time, but now I guess it's on the outs.
Yeah.
And they have like a certain amount of time to turn it around, or they have to close down the business. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be
this is on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
I should at least give things one views before I regress and start watching Ray Donovan again.
Oh, you know, I'm on Dawson's Creek. I was like in season 5. I'm like, is Dawson ever going to lose his virginity? What the hell? I mean, this is 5 seasons, for God's sakes. Everybody's been doing it but Dawson.
Well, Dawson's a good boy.
Well, too good. Too good.
I don't want his virginity.
All right, staff picks. I'll do mine real quick. El Conde. The Netflix foreign comedy fantasy movie. Imagine a world in which infamous fascist Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet is still alive because he is an unhappy 250-year-old vampire. This black comedy is from director Pablo Larraín. Will also receive a limited theatrical release, but that'll be on Netflix coming up soon. So that's my staff pick.
Cool.
Mine is this was an AMC Plus documentary. It came out like a couple of years ago, but I never watched it. It's called You Don't Know Me, but Know Me is N-O-M-I because it's about showgirls.
Yeah.
In the whole.
I watched it.
What'd you think of it?
It was good.
It was good. And that it was really good how they did the whole talking about Verhoeven and how his style from Starship Troopers and RoboCop and all that, how it really just did not translate to showgirls.
Right.
And whenever they put it the way that they did, but then when you rewatch it, especially when they're showing clips, I was laughing so hard I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
It is a comedy.
It's really become a campy cult classic almost now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like there's so much nudity and it's almost clinical. Because the movie's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's because of all those pills she was taking. I'm so scared.
Nose.
But it's anyway, it's called You Don't Know Me, and it's on AMC Plus.
Thank you.
Shane Gillis, Beautiful Dogs on Netflix. You guys gotta watch it.
Gotta watch
it. He fucking says so much shit in like the first 5 minutes. I'm like, how? I mean, this dude's already, I guess he's already been canceled.
Yeah.
So, and he got fired from Saturday Night Live before he even got hired. So he's like, I don't give a fuck anymore. And he'll just say whatever the fuck he wants.
No, yeah. I'll check.
Crazy. It was hilarious, too, the whole special.
Well, him and that guy that they do all those sketches, they make so much money off of that crap.
Yeah.
Gilly and Keeves.
Oh, yeah. I got to say again, if you're not listening to or watching Dudesy, give it a shot. It's so much fucking fun.
What's that on?
YouTube or any, it's a podcast.
Wow.
It, AI, all the content is generated by AI, and it's Will Sasso and his friend.
Huh.
Another guy.
Yeah. They give them, they give it situations and then it spits out, like, it spits out the, and they read it and they're trying to like read it like it's real, but it, the stuff that it comes up with is just stupid.
It like, hates, it's movie trailers. All right, so we have to go fight a dolphin. And the dolphin is buggers out of its hole. I mean, it's all AI.
Dustin?
Let's see. Mine is a, it's another YouTube, but this is a documentary that came out last year. It's called Punk and Drublick Documentary. It's
NoFX?
Yeah, it's a documentary about the NoFX tour that they did in 2018, in where it was free beer and punk bands. So it was like all their friends, you know, all the Bad Religion, NoFX, and then they had a slew, Rancid, like everybody joined the tour, but it was always five bands, and then they had craft beer that would, they worked into the place. It was like $45 to get in, no kids allowed, and you could drink, you know, for free. And they give you these little glasses to drink for free, but it was going great until midway through the tour, they do Las Vegas, and on stage,
Fat Mike.
Yeah, he said something like, it was about the Vegas, that massacre that happened. He pulled a joke on stage, like, you know, at least it was country fans and not punk fans or something
that.
And it completely, like, they kicked them off the tour. They had to finish the rest of the tour with the rest of the bands. It was ugly, but it's a great documentary. And it's cool to see all those bands, like, 20, 25 years later, still playing all those songs. And a lot of music in it too, so it's really
Pennywise, Minor Threat, any of those?
All of them, yeah.
Wow,
cool. I have one.
Oh yeah,
but it's not coming till November. But did you guys see that Netflix is doing a Scott Pilgrim versus the World animated show?
No, that's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, they're taking it straight from the graphic novels.
Did they? And it or
did they what?
They completed it so they can get it up there, or is it?
Yeah, they, I mean, they have a date that says it's going to air November 17th, I think they said it was, but there's a trailer. The trailer looks good.
Are the cast doing voices, or?
Yeah, the whole cast is back doing all the voices.
Nice.
The cast from the movie.
Right? Directing it?
I believe so.
That would be great, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man, it's one of my favorites, and my daughter got into it, and now she's freaking out about this coming out, so.
Cool.
Yeah, check that out.
Things I like. Not for a while.
Yeah.
But last night I did play a Sesame Street song for him called Everybody Sleeps.
Nice.
That's good. And
Everybody Sleeps.
All right. Steph, what's going on at Barkville? Anything to report?
Yeah, this Saturday at Newtown Park in Johns Creek, we're going to be there for Pupapalooza.
Oh,
from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. So please come on out to Newton Park off of Old Alabama Road in Johns Creek this Saturday, September 16th from 1 to 3. And bring your dogs, bring your family. I mean, it's not just going to be us there. It's a whole celebration of dog. So please come on out to that. And I get my new foster also on Saturday. So I'm hoping that she will be as easy as the last one and we'll get her adopted pretty quickly. So we shall see, but her name is Leela. We named her after Leela from Futurama.
Nice.
So cross your fingers. And so if you can donate, or if you would foster, or if you want to adopt, go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Woof!
We're going to hang out with Mark Schrenkel and...
Yeah, Mark and Sean are coming to town, and they want to go to the Center for Puppetry Arts.
Well, that's where we're going to be Sunday afternoon. We don't know what time yet, though.
No.
You'll see Muppets. They got Muppets.
Got Muppets. They got, Rankin and Bass stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. It's cool.
There's no Rockefeller Express. I don't understand even what they're doing there.
I'm bringing Gil.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He'll like that.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks again, Ira. Come on anytime, and hopefully we'll see you out at Atlanta Pizza in Euro on the 22nd of October.
You will. I'll see you guys there. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Yeah. You too, Ira.
Happy birthday, Ira.
Thank you.
He's all right. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Get a cannon.